The village of Rampart is looking for a teacher. The school reopened earlier this year after 15 years of being shuttered. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the first chief and administrator says temporary teachers sent by the district don't have the skills that village kids need.
Floyd Green became first chief and administrator of Rampart Village Council in 2013. He says the small village on the Yukon River renovated and reopened the school for students after a 15-year hiatus. But after two temporary teachers have served, Green says parents aren't happy. He says teachers need to be invested in the community and kids and teach everything from kindergarten to high school.
Somebody that's interested in teaching their knowledge to our students and that just isn't here for a paycheck.
Green says communications between the village and the Yukon Flats School District have not been great. He says he and Rampart parents have been asking for a permanent qualified teacher for a while.
Finally, during the school board meeting on the 15th, we asked, where's our new teacher? What's going on? And they said, well, we can't find one.
For its part, the Yukon Flats School District says it's challenging to attract qualified teachers to villages. And Green acknowledges the district has hired a teacher's aide to assist. He hopes that sweetens the deal for anyone looking at the job. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.